Everything you thought you knew about the sales process is about to change. The key to mastering sales lies in understanding each step thoroughly. This chapter will unlock essential strategies that enhance your sales effectiveness. Get ready to explore insights that could reshape your approach to selling. Let's delve into the intricacies of the sales process ahead. This lesson will help you understand the sales process and its critical importance in various industries. You will identify and sequence key stages from lead generation to post-sale follow-up. Additionally, you'll evaluate technology's role in optimizing workflows through CRM and analytics tools. We will compare the traditional sales process with media sales buying journeys for tailored engagement. You will also learn to align communication strategies with the stages of the media sales process. Finally, you will apply digital and social selling techniques while utilizing key metrics to enhance sales effectiveness. As we dive into the sales process, think of it as a systematic progression guiding how prospects become customers. This structure provides clarity by defining roles, steps, and expected actions for every interaction. Additionally, it drives accountability, ensuring teams execute reliably and can measure performance effectively. Importantly, it enables revenue forecasting by providing visibility into stages and conversion patterns. Finally, this standardized approach supports efficiency and scalability, allowing teams to grow and coordinate seamlessly across markets. Understanding the sales process is vital for success in any organization. Lead generation is the first step, aiming to attract interest through content, cold calls, and events. Once leads are in, lead qualification helps prioritize those that best fit your ideal customer profile. Needs assessment follows, where open-ended questions uncover pain points and goals. Finally, the proposal stage aligns solutions with customer needs, setting clear next steps for further engagement. Building on our previous discussion, let's explore the crucial stages of the sales process. First, prospecting focuses on identifying potential customers through research, referrals, and inbound leads. Next, during qualification, we filter prospects based on their conversion potential by checking budget, authority, and timing. This brings us to needs analysis, where we delve into understanding specific requirements through discovery questions and context probing. In this phase, we clarify the problem, identify stakeholders, and establish success metrics, setting the stage for effective engagement. Each stage plays a vital role in refining our sales approach. Handling objections, closing, and follow-up are critical aspects of the sales process. Start by inviting the customer's concerns and reflect back what you've heard, like saying, "It sounds like timing is tight." Next, respond thoughtfully by addressing aspects like price, fit, or timing with concise proof or options. After that, check for resolution by asking, "Does this address your timing worry?" When the moment is right, close confidently using an assumptive method or create a sense of urgency to secure the next step. Finally, ensure a strong post-sale follow-up to confirm delivery, resolve any issues, and invite referrals for future business. The mid to late sales stages are critical as they drive commitments and future growth. First, in the presentation stage, we align our solution with the client's needs through tailored demonstrations. Then, during handling objections, the focus shifts to removing roadblocks by addressing concerns and clarifying terms. As we progress to closing, securing a commitment becomes paramount through clear calls to action. Finally, after closing, follow-up ensures satisfaction and sets the stage for renewals or expansions. Each phase connects to the next, creating a structured and effective sales process. Understanding the sales process is critical for driving growth. Each stage plays a vital role. Clear objectives reduce friction and improve handoffs, enhancing conversion and retention. Lead generation and qualification focus on attracting the right prospects, using CRM for source tracking and automation to nurture leads. Needs assessment and proposal customization ensure tailored solutions, leveraging templates within CRM for efficiency. As we address objections and work toward closing, playbooks and e-signatures simplify commitments, while analytics help identify potential drop-offs. Post-sale follow-up is essential to encourage adoption and loyalty, utilizing automated check-ins and health metrics to support ongoing relationships. Understanding the media buying journey is essential for advertisers. It represents the steps from becoming aware of a product to making a purchase. Importantly, this journey spans multiple channels like TV, digital, radio, print, and social. Unlike traditional sales, buyers today actively research and anticipate personalized, data-driven solutions. Recognizing this journey can significantly enhance engagement and conversion rates. Finally, fostering value throughout and after the buying process builds lasting partnerships. Understanding the media sales journey involves recognizing its four essential stages. First, in the awareness stage, buyers identify a marketing need and explore media solutions while consuming thought leadership. Next, during consideration, they compare channels and review important data like pricing and audience fit. As they reach the decision stage, buyers request quotes and negotiate details to finalize their plans. Finally, in the post-purchase stage, campaigns are launched, delivery monitored, and feedback gathered to strengthen relationships. This structured framework supports effective collaboration at each step of the buying journey. Stage-aligned communication is vital in media sales. First, recognize that messaging must reflect the buyer's current stage, from awareness to post-purchase. Next, adjust your objectives according to the stage, focusing on education early on, diagnosis mid-funnel, and decision-making support later. Moreover, ensure that your communication channels match the moment, using email for resources and calls for discovery. Additionally, adapt your messaging components to address buyer concerns and objectives effectively. Lastly, tracking one prospect's journey from outreach to post-purchase highlights the application of these tactics in real-world scenarios. Let's delve into the awareness stage of the sales process. First, it's crucial to set the objective, educate prospects about the media solutions available and their inherent value. Next, choose your educational channels wisely, using blogs, case studies, email newsletters, or an introductory deck. Then, lead with branding and visibility by framing your messages around the importance of brand awareness for the right audience. Highlight your audience reach by sharing viewership statistics, which help establish credibility. Finally, offer a soft next step, encouraging prospects to read more or subscribe for updates without pushing too hard. As we transition to the consideration stage, the focus shifts to consultative communication strategies. First, it's vital to set the intent by engaging with clients, aligning their goals, and mapping solutions across various channels. Next, asking targeted discovery questions uncovers their business objectives, KPIs, and necessary assets. Following that, we qualify and segment to tailor the messaging effectively. We then recommend a diverse channel mix, utilizing TV, radio, digital, and print to optimize reach and engagement. Lastly, an example could be a media plan that combines TV spots for awareness with digital strategies for targeted retargeting. Understanding the sales process emphasizes crucial strategies for effective decision stage communication. Start by crafting a customized proposal that highlights audience reach, expected outcomes, and transparent pricing. Next, quantify outcomes with clear projections tied to their campaign goals, showcasing potential impact. It's essential to address doubts with proof by sharing data-driven insights and relevant testimonials. Clarifying trade-offs through comparison can highlight value versus cost effectively. Finally, create urgency and incentives, offering limited-time discounts or bonuses to motivate quicker decisions. At the decision stage, lead with a customized proposal that spells out audience reach, expected outcomes, and transparent pricing delivered as a crisp email plus a short deck. Immediately reinforce value with data-driven insights, recent campaign benchmarks, relevant performance charts, and short client testimonials. Move to a live review, Zoom or phone, for rapid clarification and to handle objections on the spot. When negotiating, present scoped options rather than blanket discounts and log every change in your CRM so the team stays aligned. Create momentum with time-bound incentives, such as limited-time discounts or bonus placements, making the expiry explicit. Once the buyer confirms, document the agreement in the CRM and set onboarding milestones and early performance check-ins to ensure a smooth launch and sustained confidence. Now that we've understood the sales process, let's delve into the post-purchase communication framework. First, establish a clear cadence for check-ins, like weekly updates and monthly reviews, to keep everyone aligned. Next, share performance updates that detail impressions, engagement, and conversion rates, supplemented by brief insights. This leads us to run in-flight optimizations, making adjustments based on insights gathered. Ensure ongoing support by being readily available to address questions and resolve issues swiftly. Finally, leverage performance results to open growth dialogues, suggesting upsells or new campaigns based on previous successes. As we explore how digital platforms transform sales, let's first consider the shift from analog to digital. Sales are now characterized by always-on, multi-channel, and measurable interactions. E-commerce empowers customers to discover products, compare prices, and complete purchases instantly. Social networks broaden our reach, allowing us to cultivate trust and share targeted content effectively. With CRM systems, we centralize our pipeline and buyer data, enhancing communication tailored to each stage. Finally, automation helps scale our efforts, effectively managing nurturing reminders and handoffs throughout the sales cycle. Digital interactions have fundamentally changed how we connect. From storefront to screen, sales touchpoints have shifted online, allowing customers to discover, evaluate, and purchase products seamlessly. Websites and e-commerce now provide 24/7 catalogs, reducing friction and enabling self-service buying through secure checkouts. Online marketplaces aggregate products, fostering quick decisions with transparent comparisons on a global scale. Meanwhile, social channels and messaging facilitate real-time prospecting and interactive Q&A. Finally, email and live support keep inquiries resolved promptly, maintaining momentum in the buying journey. As we consider personalization and engagement through data, it's essential to understand why it matters. Leveraging data makes every touchpoint relevant, significantly increasing the likelihood of conversion. By utilizing CRM insights, we can unify customer profiles, behaviors, and histories to tailor our pitches and next steps effectively. Marketing automation allows us to trigger emails and campaigns precisely based on customer actions and timing signals. Analytics help us identify patterns and preferences, enabling us to refine our offers and messaging further. Finally, journey alignment ensures our recommendations match each customer's awareness, consideration, decision, and post-purchase needs. Understanding automation's role can reshape the sales process significantly. It shifts routine work to systems, allowing salespeople to focus on selling and building relationships. Automatic data capture reduces manual entry by syncing communications directly to CRM, minimizing errors. With lead scoring, teams can prioritize high-intent prospects based on fit and behavior. Notifications and triggers help ensure timely follow-ups, responding to buyer actions effectively. Finally, personalization and AI predict actions to enhance outreach and decision-making, driving efficiency in sales efforts. E-commerce is transforming how we shop, with buying increasingly happening online. This shift minimizes handoffs, making transactions available around the clock with fewer barriers. Online stores enhance the shopping experience by combining secure payment options with efficient order tracking. Marketplaces like Amazon and Etsy offer built-in trust and logistics, expanding customer reach significantly. Self-service portals empower customers to find information and complete purchases independently. Consequently, sales strategies evolve to focus on guidance as automation takes care of routine tasks. Digital platforms are revolutionizing the sales process. What's different now is that data-driven targeting, creator-led trust, and in-app shopping allow awareness to translate into purchases on one platform. Targeted ads on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn engage high-intent prospects effectively through granular audiences and retargeting. Influencer partnerships on Instagram and YouTube bring authenticity to brands via genuine content and live demonstrations. Meanwhile, features like Instagram Shop and Facebook Shop enable seamless browsing and checkout directly within the app. Community interactions through comments and live streams not only enhance engagement but also foster relationships and address customer objections in real time. Understanding global reach is crucial for modern sales strategies. Digital advertising extends your reach by allowing you to target specific countries, languages, and interests, attracting international buyers on a modest budget. E-commerce further enables 24/7 sales, providing global storefronts that accept orders without physical outlets. Additionally, global social networks drive discovery, spreading your content and offers across borders, enhancing awareness. You can operate without physical infrastructure, selling internationally without the need for local stores or sales teams. Finally, faster market entry and testing allow you to launch campaigns in new regions quickly and scale based on what resonates with audiences. Real-time collaboration and communication are crucial in today's fast-paced environment. First, having one workspace creates a single source of truth for customers, eliminating lag. A shared up-to-date CRM allows sales, marketing, and success teams to access the latest insights as they happen. Deal rooms in platforms like Slack and Teams provide dedicated areas for coordinating steps and approvals effortlessly. Rapid customer responses through Zoom or chat ensure that questions are resolved quickly. Finally, alignment and alerts through mentions and CRM updates prevent stalled progress and ensure no opportunities are missed. In today's digital landscape, buyers begin their journey by educating themselves. They turn to reviews, comparison sites, and social channels before engaging sales teams. Reviews serve as vital social proof, greatly influencing shortlist decisions and boosting expectations for transparency. Additionally, real-time comparison tools streamline choices while emphasizing differentiated value. Throughout this process, numerous brand touchpoints create a non-linear journey where buyers dictate their pace. Consequently, sales representatives must transition from aggressive pitches to becoming consultative guides, focusing on understanding needs and providing valuable insights. Social selling is all about relationship-led selling on social platforms, where building trust and engagement comes before any sales pitch. To start, you need to create your brand by crafting a credible and consistent profile that highlights your expertise. Next, find your buyers by following target audiences and decision makers in their usual online spaces. Engaging with insights is crucial. Share helpful ideas and respond to questions to spark genuine interest. Finally, focus on nurturing one-on-one relationships, choosing the right channels like LinkedIn for B2B and Instagram or Facebook for B2C. Building on the importance of relationships in social selling, let's explore the four key pillars that support this strategy. First, the concept centers on using social networks to foster trust and create a sales pipeline through value-driven interactions. Next, focus on creating your brand by developing a professional voice and sharing valuable content such as case studies. To find your buyers, study the behaviors of loyal customers, check out your competitors' followers, and track trending hashtags that resonate with your target audience. Engaging with insights is crucial. Highlight relevant blogs and reports to spark meaningful conversations. Finally, focus on building lasting relationships by making personal connections, celebrating milestones, and actively participating in your network. Exploring the best platforms for social selling reveals some exciting options. Facebook and its shops feature focus on branding and engagement, providing trackable on-platform browsing. Instagram Shop also boosts brand visibility through influencers, making it great for B2C. On the other hand, LinkedIn's Sales Navigator is all about finding and building connections in the B2B space. Its tools help identify ideal customer profiles and enable targeted outreach. Each platform has distinct strengths tailored to different selling strategies. Measuring the success of the sales process begins with the lead conversion rate. This metric reflects the percentage of leads that progress into qualified opportunities or actual sales, allowing us to assess performance by source and campaign. Next, we consider the sales cycle length, which indicates the average number of days from the first contact to closing a deal. Shorter cycles are often a sign of enhanced process efficiency. Another crucial indicator is the close rate or win rate, obtained by dividing the number of won deals by total opportunities, helping us evaluate performance across segments and proposal types. Revenue generated plays a vital role as well, providing insights into total and campaign-specific earnings and revealing the return on investment linked to media package mixes. Finally, customer satisfaction and retention metrics, such as CSAT and NPS, along with renewal rates, help gauge the long-term value and effectiveness of our media solutions. Understanding the sales cycle is essential, so let's define it first. The length is the average number of days from initial contact to a closed won deal. To track this, gather the data by summing the days it took for all your deals within a given period. Next, calculate the average sales cycle by dividing the total days by the number of deals. It's important to diagnose potential delays by identifying stages where leads tend to stall, like during proposals or approvals. Finally, take action to shorten this cycle. Consider coaching your team to address these stalling points and add self-service options like portals, forms, or chatbots at critical decision-making times. Calculating opportunity win rate is essential in understanding sales performance. It represents the share of opportunities won out of all opportunities created during a specific period. An opportunity is defined as a qualified sales conversation where the buyer shows interest but still needs more information. To calculate the win rate, divide the number of wins by total opportunities and multiply by 100. This metric is crucial as it indicates the overall health and effectiveness of the sales process. Improving this rate involves diagnosing drop-offs across various stages and removing friction points. Understanding customer lifetime value is crucial for guiding your investment decisions. It represents the profit generated by a customer throughout their relationship with your business. Focusing on your most loyal customers is essential, as a small segment can drive a significant portion of your revenue. To enhance CLV, employ strategies like personalization and targeted campaigns, while also addressing customer pain points. Finally, regularly track your CLV trends to identify profitable opportunities and optimize your approach. Now, let's explore a simple calculation of customer lifetime value. First, we estimate the lifetime value based on expected spending, assuming a customer spends $1,200 over their relationship with us. Next, we determine the profit margin after costs, which we'll assume is 30%. With that, we can compute the customer lifetime value as a profit contribution, resulting in $360. Finally, consider a scenario where improvements like personalization increase the lifetime value to $1,500, raising the CLV to $450. This example highlights how strategic actions can enhance profitability over time. Impact selling in media effectively transforms how we engage with clients. First, we shift our focus from transactions to outcomes, emphasizing measurable client results. Next, consultative engagement plays a crucial role, leading with discovery to diagnose needs and co-design media solutions. Clarity in our value propositions is essential as we link proposals directly to business KPIs, such as conversions and retention rates. Data-driven decisions support our efforts by utilizing analytics for targeted strategies and continuous optimization. Finally, we foster personalized long-term partnerships, tailoring plans to each client's context to build enduring relationships. Understanding impact selling in media is essential for maximizing client success. First, let's define impact selling as prioritizing value creation by aligning media strategies with specific goals like awareness, conversions, or engagement. Next, we approach media sales consultatively, focusing first on client objectives and challenges rather than inventory. It's also crucial to make data-driven decisions, utilizing insights to tailor targeting, channels and formats effectively. Personalization plays a key role in crafting solutions that fit audience segments and their buying journeys. Finally, building enduring partnerships is vital. We measure impact, continually optimize, and focus on growing accounts over time. In exploring impact selling in media, we identify two contrasting approaches: transactional versus relational. Transactional selling primarily aims to fill spots or impressions. On the other hand, relational selling focuses on delivering measurable business outcomes. When considering time horizons, transactional sales prioritize short-term campaigns, while relational efforts foster long-term partnerships. The approach also differs. Transactional methods often rely on price and placement, while relational strategies emphasize co-creation and tailored solutions. Lastly, success signals vary significantly, with transactional sales looking for one-time sales, whereas relational sales aim for loyalty and repeat business. Impact selling in media emphasizes a consultative approach. First, consultative means partnering with clients to solve their problems rather than merely selling space. Next, active listening is crucial. Probe to discover goals, pain points, KPIs, budget, and timelines. Following that, diagnose the audience and context by using demographic insights to define who to reach, where, and when. Then co-design creative recommendations that align messaging, formats, and storytelling to resonate with the target audience and objectives. Finally, advise on the appropriate channel mix to maximize impact across selected platforms and flighting. Impact selling emphasizes the importance of framing your value proposition clearly. Start by articulating the client's specific problem and the measurable outcome you intend to deliver. Next, focus on solving specific challenges, like engaging younger audiences through platforms such as TikTok and Instagram Reels. Then define measurable metrics to assess success, including reach, engagement, and conversion lift. Additionally, broaden your perspective beyond just return on investment by factoring in brand recognition and shifts in perception. Lastly, monitor loyalty and market share by tracking repeat purchases and retention rates over time. Impact selling in media relies on data to drive effective decisions. First, it's crucial to set the data context by aligning on goals, KPIs, and data sources before proposing solutions. Next, you need to prove effectiveness with hard evidence, showcasing past performance benchmarks and KPI deltas. To stay agile, inform optimizations in real time using dashboards and A/B tests. Moreover, propose efficient strategies that model reach, frequency, and budget shifts for improved ROI. Finally, close the loop with learning by converting results into insights for future proposals. Impact selling in media focuses on how personalized solutions can enhance client outcomes. This means designing media plans that align specifically with client objectives and measurable KPIs. By utilizing targeted digital activations, we can effectively reach defined audience segments with precision. Additionally, influencer partnerships play a key role in mirroring the client's brand voice for genuine engagement. We must also implement multi-channel plans to create effective reach without wastage. Lastly, it's crucial to communicate within the client's constraints and terminology to ensure clarity and alignment. Impact selling in media revolves around strengthening client partnerships through effective communication and strategy. We begin with post-campaign debrief and reporting, emphasizing the importance of delivering clear results aligned with agreed KPIs. Next, we move to insight synthesis and value recap, where we highlight what worked and the value created for the client. Following this, the iterative recommendations roadmap proposes actionable next steps based on evidence rather than assumptions. Then we focus on proactive optimization in flight, where we make necessary adjustments to improve outcomes during the campaign. Lastly, the relationship growth mechanics involve setting a regular cadence to foster collaboration and drive recurring business. Overcoming common challenges in impact selling is crucial for success. First, tackle client skepticism by leading with proof. Use campaign results, case studies, and third-party data to showcase the impact. Then address high competition by sharpening your value proposition emphasizing clear, impact-oriented promises that align with business outcomes. Next, keeping up with technology requires continuous training. Stay updated on tools, trends, and platforms. Regularly refresh playbooks and workflows to remain relevant. By overcoming these challenges, you can enhance your effectiveness in the sales process. As we conclude this lesson, let's recap the key elements of the sales process. We discussed the modern sales process structure, which encompasses stages from lead generation to closing. Digital transformation has reshaped sales through automation and personalization. Understanding the media sales and buying journey is vital for effective communication. We explored social selling techniques and their new metrics for measuring success. Finally, impact selling strategies emphasize the importance of building long-term client relationships. You can now use this information to enhance your sales effectiveness.